rapid eye movement. I don't want to call home anymore, afraid nobody will answer. It just rings and rings and rings, reminding me of the days I lived there. A signal it was safe to sneak in through the back porch door, quietly tiptoe up the stairs and into the solitude of my bedroom. From there I can hear the telephone ring and ring and ring in the other room. I yawn and turn over onto my other side, ignoring everything in the outside world, blue eyes blinking feverishly, reliving days and months and years in a matter of mere minutes. Hours later, the southern sun shines through a second-story window, one I've known all too well.